Iambic Audiobooks and Bunderin Press present Defining Diana, a novel by Hayden Trenholm, read by Art Carlson. Chapter 1. The woman was lying on her back when her body was found. One arm lay across her small breast as if in a show of modesty. The other was stretched out, pointing to the only piece of furniture in the small apartment, an antique wooden chair. Her hair was short, spiky, and that white blonde color that usually comes from a botched modification. Her skin, too, was the color of parchment, but that was because she'd been dead for 24 hours. I knew from bitter experience that when they turned her over, her back would be blotched almost black from the subtle pools of blood. There were no visible tattoos, body jewelry, or external modifications, though the lab might find something once they looked inside her. Looking at her face, I judged her to be about 20, but she could have been 5 years on either side of that. One eye, blue, was open and staring up to heaven. They used to think, I thought, if the eyes were open, that the last image a person saw before they were killed was recorded on the retina. But that, unfortunately, is just an old detective's tale. I arrived on the scene just before 4 in the afternoon, 3 hours after the initial report was phoned in. I wasn't happy about being late, and I sure as hell wasn't about to discuss the reasons why with the officers there. Inspector Willa O'Reilly was standing over the body and checking her watch when I burst through the hole where the apartment door had once been. I joined her and stood staring down at the dead girl. "You're late, Frank," she said. I shrugged. We're pretty informal at the Special Detection Unit, but I didn't really appreciate being scolded by my second-in-command. If I'd had a good reason, I'd probably have said something, but I didn't think falling asleep at my desk qualified. "What have we got, Billy?" I asked. "Willa, Frank, or Inspector O'Reilly," said Willa. "Only my husband called me Billy."